In an October 16th online town hall forum, State Senator Mike McGuire and leaders from the North Coast's largest food assistance programs warned of hard times ahead for people struggling with food costs and facing loss of federal help. McGuire opened up the town hall with concerning national statistics on hunger. He said about 50 million Americans, including 1 in 5 children, are, quote, going hungry tonight. He added that 7 million seniors are, quote, having to choose between putting food in their bellies each and every night and paying their bills for prescriptions or rent. Not a good time for federal cuts to food assistance funding, but McGuire said that's exactly what's happening.
The bedrock program that provides the social safety net for hungry families and kids and seniors, it's called SNAP, the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which has been around since the Great Depression. It has been gutted by Congress and President Trump. This is not meant to be political, but just speaking to the facts, it's absolutely been gutted. Over the next 10 years, SNAP will be cut by $187 billion across this nation. What does that mean in California? Federal cuts will mean $3 to $5 billion less every year in food assistance programs for the most vulnerable. So let's talk about who that's going to impact here in the Golden State. 1 million kids are expected to see their food assistance gutted or completely cut. California veterans, over 100,000 California veterans are expected to see their food assistance gutted or completely cut. Seniors on fixed income will see their federal food assistance gutted or cut, along with Californians with developmental disabilities. And candidly, these cuts are going after the most vulnerable in our society, while the richest billionaires are receiving the largest tax cuts in a generation.
Joining McGuire, a panel of three food assistance group leaders included Carly Robbins of the Humboldt County-based Food for People Food Bank. She said the federal cuts are very concerning locally, as 23% of Humboldt's population receive SNAP assistance. Food banks are also affected and can't make up for the SNAP losses.
If we take a look at just the cuts that we have seen this year to programs that let us purchase local foods using federal funds, to some of the commodities that we count on and other contracts that we've seen reduced, we have lost approximately 850,000, which for a small rural serving food bank is a huge part of our budget. That's about 11% of our annual budget. Thankfully, our community has been showing up. They have seen the cuts. They have been making the calls to see how they can help, and they've been really showing up. I'm hopeful that that will continue for the next several years as we wade through this uncertainty. But the reality is the federal supports that we get and our clients get through programs like SNAP are massive. Food banks cannot make up for what SNAP provides to folks for food assistance.
Robbins added that a chance for people to help is coming up on December 11th, when McGuire will join her group and students from the Eureka High School for the Food Drive Showdown at the Eureka Safeway Market. Also on the panel was Allison Goodwin of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, who said recent federal actions pose, quote, extreme, unprecedented challenges for food assistance. Throughout the forum, McGuire addressed what was a high-volume topic in submitted questions, the belief that those without citizenship are mooching off the food assistance system. McGuire flatly said President Trump and Vice President Vance are lying about that, and he addressed it directly in fielding yet another audience comment on it.
California is going to stand up for all citizens. We are the most diverse state in the United States of America. And you're damn right that we are going to defend those who call this state home. And if it does not call on you based off of a human factor, I want to talk about economics. Half of the Central Valley's farm worker workforce are undocumented residents. Half. A third of the construction workforce in the county of Los Angeles, a third, are undocumented residents. undocumented residents help move California's economy forward. If they were not here, our economy would collapse. I'm a believer, and I know we'll disagree on this, that we should take care of those who are here and contributing. But if you don't believe in that, I would also hope you see that those individuals that you criticize and go after are putting food on your damn table every night and doing work that the vast majority of folks simply and physically can't do.
Also during the question and answer session, a Humboldt resident expressed personal concerns about the cuts to SNAP, which is the CalFresh program in California. McGuire said he, his staff, and his legislative colleagues are, quote, monitoring this very closely, and told the caller and anyone else who's worried to call his office at 707-576-2771 and ask for Carrie to get help. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.